The world jerking beneath her woke Juno from her daze. She clutched the sides of the narrow bunk and cried out in fear. The ship was coming down. She'd lost control, and they were all going to crash. It took her the better part of 10 seconds to realize that the ship wasn't crashing, but something no less dangerous was going on outside its durasteel hull. Her head pounded when she lifted herself off the couch. The veins in her temples throbbed painfully, and there was a very tender point at the back of her skull, but she ignored that for the moment and concentrated on the ship. "What's happening?" she shouted, staggering out of the sleeping quarters and through the hold. The floor bucked beneath her, throwing her from side to side. Loose items lay scattered all about. The hull creaked and groaned like an ocean-going vessel during a storm. That image wasn't so far from the truth, she discovered, when she finally made her way to the cockpit and found Coda clutching the sides of the co-pilot's chair with blind impotence, and through the forward viewport, a raging sea of rubbish upon which they appeared to be riding. She gaped at the sight. Huge shockwaves rolled beneath the ship, compressing and decompressing the garbage of Raxus Prime. Lubricated by vast reserves of spilled oil, foul water, and waste chemicals. Slowly the shockwaves ebbed until the ship was merely rocking from side to side. Juno became aware of the sound of her own breath. She sounded as though she had been running. Coda relaxed his death grip on the chair. His hand shook as he reached for the comlink.
"Are you there, boy? Has the cannon been destroyed? Can you hear me, boy?"
Juno fought a sudden rising nausea and moved forward.
"Coda."
His head whipped around. His blind face was agonized.
"What's going on?"
He did not respond, but turned back to the comlink and spoke more urgently.
"I repeat, boy. Has the cannon been destroyed?"
She eased herself into the pilot's chair, feeling as though she had been whacked by a metal pipe. Gradually, things began to piece together. Only Coda and she were aboard the ship, hence Coda's frantic attempts to raise Starkiller. But what about Proxy? Had the droid gone out after him? Her mouth opened in an O of shock as she remembered what had happened. Coda shouted as though the static were a personal affront.
"Answer me, boy!"
A clicking rose up out of the white noise, followed by a weary but familiar voice.
"Relax, General. I'm still here."
Coda sagged with relief.
"Good. Good."
She didn't feel reassured at all.
"Coda, where's Proxy? He..."
Coda waved her silent.
"The cannon!
Destroyed. And the ship, is it okay?"
"Seems intact to me, and as much as I can tell."
"Juno?"
Coda exhaled through his nose.
"She's here. But we do have a new set of problems."
"Imperials, I presume."
"No. Proxy. That droid of yours has slipped his programming. He attacked Juno and disappeared."
"Attacked? Is she all right?"
"Just a little battered. That's not the only reason we couldn't fly. Proxy overrode our launch codes before he left. We can break them, but it'll take time. We're grounded until then. Or until you bring him back."
"Where did he go?"
"That's the problem. I didn't hear him leave. The important thing to work out is why he did this. Could he be an Imperial plant?"
"No. Proxy would never betray me."
"I think I know what might have happened,"
Juno said.
"It's the core intelligence. Proxy was trying to slice into it at the time. I remember him saying something about accessing his processor. Then he went mad."
"The core. Yes, that's all it could be."
"Don't think our problems end there, boy," growled Coda. "That droid knows everything we've been doing. If the Corps is now an Imperial ally, that data could destroy us."
"More than you realize," thought Juno with a shock of fear. "We have to find him, and fast."
"I will. His homing beacon is still active."
There was a tightness to the reply that spoke of the stress Starkiller was under.
"Watch yourself,"
Juno urged him. "Whether the Corps really has reprogrammed him or not, Proxy isn't your friend anymore. Don't believe anything he tells you."
With an ominous click, the comm channel closed.